want to understand what this clearly making me around the country and especially in the Western Cape province. There were various issues that were raised. The first issue that was raised by the chairperson is the Korash border. And the other issue that was raised is accessibility to services and then uniformity to the presentation of services, the justification, facilities, capacity building, lack of or inadequate resources, the issue of accreditation, specialization, coordination, and the last issue that was raised was the first question that is an issue of our LADC. Those are some of the issues that are captured. If there is anything that I committed, my team is sitting here, and they will respond to some of the issues that I might have left out this evening.
Very, very short to this. All members want to make sure they show. Yeah, she wants to make the issues of the very short and also not the question. Thank you very much. Just one issue. I don't know if you believe in one of the responses, but I would like to know if it is in a setting. That it used to have a special school in the language but also the consultant. Because I've had the conflict that I never received in the type of conflict. So I challenge you to extend it because of the subject. I know you want to have a community conversation with each one, but it's independent of me.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We do have the Act, the Prevention of Equipment Construction Service Act, Section 2 of 2008, which was promulgated in 2018. And then this Act should be read together with regulations and the national master plan. The Act makes provisions and indicates the type of services that needs to be rendered. It gives an indication on how to render or a regular render election services, treatment services, early intervention services, community-based services, as well as aftercare and integration, aftercare and integration services. It further goes down on the establishment of a central authority, the provincial chapter abuse forum, the local direction committee. The reason why I'm bringing this forward, Chairperson, is because these structures are the ones who have to coordinate the efforts towards combating substance abuse. And that if one of these structures is not going to function adequately, we are going to have a continuously going to have a problem of our coordination in the country. So the national drug complex is already in existence. The central authority is already in existence at the national level and is comprised of 14 SS plus 21 departments. And there are two entities like your National Youth Development Agency and the Medical Control Council. So you can see how this is a different part of the operation. The government is a board. It's not an implementing structure. It implements through departments. That is where the challenge is currently lying. It has got two members or secretarial members who have to ensure that the decisions of the central laboratory are implemented, and which is and this one in itself you can see that it's a challenge. The provincial process service forum in terms of the legislation, it has to have the same secretariat as the central laboratory. But currently we have a challenge because it does not have the same more or less all the processes. The provincial assessment service forum do not have the same structure of the secretariat like at the national level, like your CDA. That is a challenge in itself as well. Going to the local action committee, maybe let me say we've got 10 years of 9 provincial assessment service forums. And they are all functional. And then some of them are doing very well, some of them well, some of them not very well. And then we currently have 241 local transaction committees around the country. And then we have also have a chance to say some of the local transaction committees are not resolved like it was reflected in the presentation this morning. And in terms of the act, it is true that the act is a provision for the funding of both the CDA, the provincial standard of this forum, and the local transaction provision. And the provincial standard of this forum has to be restricted funding from the MEC for social development. And the local transaction provision has to receive funding from the mayor. Let me reflect a little bit on the National Drug Master Plan. The National Drug Master Plan is a blueprint of governance to address the issue of substance abuse in the country, and it has got three pillars: supply reduction, demand reduction, and harm reduction. And that when we deal with the issue of substance abuse at all levels, we need to approve this issue in the same measure. Because if you want to make out, we need to what is important. Chairperson, the government has already made some strides in ensuring that it responds to certain provisions of the Act. Like, coming to the issue of community-based services. The CDA government has developed a community-based services model, which is currently being implemented throughout the country. The existing going throughout. We are aware that we may not have reached almost everybody, but we are coming. And then we are currently going into the community, now helping communities to register community-based services. We are really conducting workshops going forward. We have already started in the Tuesday last week, and then we'll be conducting similar capacity building to ensure that we help our communities register community-based services. Again, there's a social mobilization strategy that has been developed, and its intention is to help communities organize themselves. Help communities organize themselves, come up at a world level, because we are all of us are saying is that even though we may have a local drug action committee, we may not be able to reach the people at a work level, and we want to get those people involved in a the fight against the suffering of God. And that is to us very, very critical. Coming to treatment, chapter 7, we recently had a treatment program with the intention of guiding the provision of treatment services throughout the country. But above that, we do have a treatment model that we have developed to have treatment centers render services. So that is our effort. We have been going out training people to how to implement the same model. We have other models for others. We have Cambodia Youth Awareness, Education Awareness Program, and we have an aftercare and rehabilitation model. All these are models we have capacitated people throughout the country with the intention of helping them to provide uniform and standardized services. That is the attempt that we have made. And then the other thing that we have done, after the president visited Al Dorado Park, and then the people from Al Dorado Park, they can get testimony to that. We brought social workers, five of these prophets, except one prophet, we brought them to Al Dorado Park for experiential living on the very same morning. And then, yes, all of that can say is that other processes are doing very well, while others are trying and then others are not doing anything. That is the challenge that we are dealing with. And then, Chaperson, I must say that we have trained almost all processes on the implementation of the National Master Plan. And then we even went better than that, Chaperson. We also capacitated the provincial legislatures of our initiative and of housing. Everybody in this house will remember that they had a study that produced 34 resolutions that were actioned through the development of the integrated anti-substance abuse program of action. And this particular program of action, we have elevated it to the level of the interdisciplinary committee, meaning that we report on this particular anti-substance abuse program of action. We report to the IMC on the program register on quarterly basis. The IMC chairperson is comprised of 11 ministers, and it is chaired by Minister of Social Development, Neda Sanjitabin. And then I must say, there are certain rights that have been reached through this particular program of action. I must mention that we managed to develop a bill, targeting and advocating of alcoholic related disease. And then we did table the bill before Parliament. Unfortunately, we tabled it before the general elections. But last week, the INC met, and then we a decision was taken that it should be tabled again. So that act is the one that is going to deal with the issue of advertising of alcoholic beverages. And then another thing, the liquor policy. We do have a liquor policy. And you think some of you might have seen that particular policy because they've been directed and it's up part of public comment. And that is a very, very important policy that I'll ask colleagues and friends to look into. There was a policy decision that was taken by the IMC to increase age of drinking and consumption of alcohol from 18 to 21. And then locally, some of the issues that are included in that particular position. And as well as distance between the schools, places of worship, and public places, to say that distance should be increased. And then if you can read that policy, you will find that it's saying the living outlet must be 500 meters away from school, for example. And then there was already a debate, and I remember to say, isn't it too, the distance is too big, and there was complete 500 meters. And somebody said, wait, you know, the public has much. And then somebody said, hey, it's too far. And one said, no, it is, we'll be protected. So that was a hard debate, when but it didn't go too far into that. And then you asked that the Department of Transport is doing for us. They are busy with their legislation as well to reduce alcohol blood content. Yes, there are certainly various debates going on to say how much should it be, but our focus here is particularly for drivers and professional drivers. But there's an argument that is all other drivers should also be considered for reduction. Chairperson, we recently had a round table on cannabis. We opened a debate on cannabis for medical use purposes. And then at this matter, CDE is looking into the report on this particular matter. We are currently evaluating the National Drug Master Plan. As you think, some of you are aware that this National Drug Master Plan has been in existence for quite a long time. We are not, and it has been reviewed now, as you think, for the third time. So we've been evaluating this implementation and as well as its effectiveness. And then we are doing this through Department of Monitoring and the evaluation and in the presidency. We will be conducting a research on the nature, impact, the standing and impact of substance abuse throughout the country. We have already had an approval from the department. And then we are in the process of working as a service provider to look into this particular aspect. And then the other research is going to be a broad research to cover the entire country. It's something that is going to help us to draw a new baseline. And it's something that is going to help us to develop evidence-based interventions. Because our belief is that everybody deserves this level, but without knowing whether what he or she is doing is evidence based. So that is the reason for this particular research. And what the day will be covered like any other process. The issue of specialization was mentioned as well today. And we must say we appreciate the effort of the University of Cape Town in trying to come up with something, but the Central Drug Authority is currently looking into the Colombo plan, because the Central Drug Authority wants a different approach to say, if I'm in a rural area and I have like a fire, for example, and I want to get an input, what should I do? Should I keep out because I don't have PRA qualifications, or what should happen with me? So our belief is that we need to capacitate people on the ground and then give them certificates that's going to help them, one, to participate in the fight against substance abuse, two, to provide them with a skill, three, to create employment for them. This is what all of that. And then we are looking at different levels of our education. Because we do, we are so inattentive that we cannot give a person with a selection the same training as a person who has got a, say for example, a humanitarian. If those two people cannot be given the same category. And then we are currently working with looking into Colombo, and we have a several meetings with them, and hopefully we will be able to get something. And then we are doing this with even the University of Johannesburg. Previously known as the University of Witwatersrand. Chairperson, there's another issue. Related to the local drug action committee. We will be conducting a meeting of our local drug action committee this financial year. The reason for this is that we want to know where exactly are they located and then who is involved. We've got a strong suspicion that some drug dealers are part of some of the local protection committees. So we need to know who is in each and every local protection committee. Because we don't want our platforms to be utilized by drug dealers. Because the moment they are in the local protection committee, then the entire committee will be there. The other committee that we will be conducting the chairperson in the quality of our treatment center research. Because we are aware that there are so many treatment centers around the country. And then the intention of this particular audit is not to immediately close those who are not registered. The intention is to help and guide those who are not registered to register. And for parties within the parameters of the law. That is our main intention. Because we are in the BM, we cannot afford to lose the resources that are already in existence in the country. We are aware that some of the people in render services out of love. And then they do not know the processes of registration. And sometimes we found the process of registration to be too cumbersome. So our intention is to have those particular service providers. The other thing, Chairperson, we will continue with the establishment of the public treatment centers in the provinces that currently do not have a treatment center. We are planning to secure funds from Treasury, an amount of 150 million over the period, meaning that the 50 million this financial year, 50 million next year, and then up to 2023. And then we were already familiar with the process of establishing those measures in the Northern Cape, Northwest, Free State and Eastern Cape, and then the Limpopo and Fitness Center is already up. The only thing that is remaining is to operationalize a particular Fitness Center. The Fitness Center in Eastern Cape, on Monday we will be going to Eastern Cape to map the way forward of how to operationalize it as well, because it's already there as well. Chairperson, we are aware of the issue of reconciliation. The Department of Health is currently developing the reconciliation guidelines to help treatment centers that want to register for reconciliation as well. So we hope that they will be finishing this project during the financial year. I think that I have also alluded to the issue of accreditation. I'm not going to go there. Yes, or maybe one can say that yes, we need to have an accrediting agent. We don't have the type of map. Not application like SACMA. SACMA is complicated, but for therapeutic interventions, we need therapeutic interventions and programs. We need a special energy to do that. And then I think currently, Professor, maybe one is willing to admit that there are some gaps in our current legislation. And then we are busy, we have already identified all the gaps in the current legislation. And then our leader, Rafael Kisi, drafted the draft amendments bill on those particular issues. So we are hoping that those gaps will be closed very, very soon. And then there was a question relating to what is where, like where are we find our services and so forth. We have developed a resource directory, and then maybe it is not where the research was, but it has to indicate where the state research is. Some of the organizations that are here today, they are here in a particular resource directory, and then people can always access the contact address. So that is one other important thing. Chapter 10, I think I need to conclude here, and then if there's anything that I've left, I think it will be present time, Polish and French president, and then the chief here will respond to that. Thank you very much, Chapter.
Out of purpose.
Okay. I was the last time. I saw three.
Another vision.
All the same. Okay, one of them was one. Then you followed. The same system is shadow. We need to step to develop the system center. I had a problem from the beginning. I didn't see anything about the system. Remember, we have represented the interest of quantity in the age of the world. The second question specifically is, in the first presentation, mentioned the scale of partnership with companies between those companies and Shanta, and about three questions were started. I didn't hear anything about payment, and I just wanted to know what is the position of payment in that regard. I want to pick one question. Why do you say that it's part of the process of partnership? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable
Commissioner. Thank you for the question. It's a question of clarity. Remember that the SDU used to clarify each other in the episode. So I'll go back and talk to our colleagues. When I was on the issue of the partnership, I just want to say I'm not making it difficult for a partnership between SDU and the security class, which is the security class, to be able to deal with some of the issues which are referred to as the mobile areas, where the backlogs are really in operation and the area are now. For me, it's a good thing that Eldorado was able to get attention as a project. But this should be a little bit open for that. And then the background, very quickly, this is from the project that we have for action. Which would mean that if that would be said, the president is not to do this test community, then they fix it. They continue, then they fix it. What if it's difficult for a collaboration of the relevant stakeholders to be able to do the thing? If you without a vision from the state president or the leader, why don't you see that sort of situation?
I just want to appreciate progress made by the department, because last year in our PDC in the Hopo, we talked about the community whereby we'd be able to succeed and affect people. I hear the department is not in the center now, waiting for operation. Keep it up.
No, thank you very much. I have a full answer to the topic and respond to the question that you asked. For me, why I probably can say that when they made mention of the interministerial college, that has 11 meetings, that is supposed to translate also as operation level. It might mean that as a defense committee, we have to provide that committee. We've got to invite. Reason being that for me, let me start off my disclosure tonight by saying, honorable members of the defense committee and members of the NPA, the department, Western Cape, provincial government, NGOs, and our learners there. I want to say thank you very much on behalf of the commission. One, for coming, availing yourself so that you can engage on this serious matter that is affecting our community, for our nation. But also for the work that you are doing in your respective organizations. Just take note that we are quite aware that you form part of the most important part of our civil government in ensuring that we continue in this situation, because without a law, we cannot make it. We cannot.
we can always have for this place and beyond. Lord, only for the community, those local communities, also in terms of alerting security agents, as for the power of colors and faith. Blessing them. Lord, for the mere fact that you are saying we are trust, Lord, it means that we know them. We know them. And we need to conceptualize police. If they corrupt police, let's expose them. It's our mission that is being affected. I want to thank you very much for that, and also encourage you to continue to do so. It's a concern that as a community that we are not winning this issue of time. We are not winning, we are losing our effort. With all the efforts that are put in, whether it's government or anything in society, the question remains that something that we're not doing right, as I mentioned. Is legislation that are not allowing us to perform our work, or do we know exactly the kind of the problem, the extent of the problem that we're having? And that is an animal that we're dealing with. Because if we don't know, we might be coming up with an intervention that is not responding to the problem, to the challenge. It could be that, because maybe our interventions are not intended by the legislature. We just come up with interventions and respond to them, not exactly to the challenge that are affecting us. Is it politically motivated? I don't know. Who is drugging our nation? Because our nation is in drugs. Why? Why are they drugging our nation? This is social economic issues that we are raised in, that maybe some are doing this because there is an easy way to survive, but on the expense of the nation, because if I want to get money, then I destroy the entire, because that is what it means to me. It might mean that we appreciate that the department is coming up with a state or what I do here or saying now. We appreciate that. But to what extent do we involve academic institutions on the research issues? There is a clarity. I'm not against consultants and research providers at all. I'm not. But for me, universities, they are not money oriented. If you give a research, I'm not saying this is a better process, I'm not doing that. How do we bring them in this research process? Because one, they have capacity. Two, they have youth that is involved in that, some of them. For involving them in the research, you might open their eyes to see how dangerous it is. As you, the attention, the service provider, think about that. How do we use our universities? They do that capacity. And they are not there for money. Whether we have the interest or not, universities are there anyway. So you don't say they do the job because of money. Let's think how best to utilize them. How do they assist us as government? The treatment such as you said earlier that maybe some are overcomplicated to run places, especially in the area, but there is nothing in the world area. How best do we spread that? How do we reach out? And in Pumala, I was not mentioning Pumala, there is none, not one. Because, we don't know. If it is one, just look at how big Pumala is. And just something in the flash. In the flash. The accessibility, how we access. That's one thing. Let's think about that. Look at it and see whether it's accessible. Because as far as I know, that problem is in the flash. So let's think those things are in areas where they will be accessible to our people. But also, with all the input that we raised today, it suggests to me that we don't need Parliament to bring us together to engage on these issues. We can have Parliament to be equally responsible to bring together all the stakeholders. Talk about these issues. It's one problem that is highly affected. I talked about 1990. When I was here, we knew already by then that we are at a very tough stage where we actually couldn't go to the center because I was saying that the end of the school school. You couldn't go to school because then it was inviting. So it's only a problem. Why can't we find a solution that's handy? So if the provincial government is equally responsible in trying to build this partnership that has been raised in here, as well as national DSD. Let's try and ensure that, as just we said, that politically there is that community, but why can't we translate it to operational level and go down to these parties who may have to facilitate these processes down to me? I'm for municipality. Absolutely. I'm very certain. I'm big on it. Very often from our domain, it's not even on the agenda or mandate of municipalities, it's not there. Not provincial government, not national government, so the municipality is a problem. I'm here for the first time that we have this local aspect in community. There is no, we may play municipalities, maybe they don't know. Because you know, sometimes we have the book, what are the constitution about? But our role of responsibility, we don't want to work outside the mandate of the municipality. Let's not work like a parallel municipality, let's engage with them. I think they will be interested because it's affecting their community. In closing, we'll come up with a report and it will be presented to the committee. We'll discuss with the committee, we'll come up with a way forward. Some areas need to act after this, but we will be engaging with the department. Our thinking, if we think loud, we are also thinking that there must be a national dialogue upon this. It should not end here in the way we can. Maybe all provinces, because I hear that you said you have 9 forums, 11 health crash discussions, then finally we end at national level. We must talk about this. The problem that is affecting the country. We can't keep quiet about it. Please also thank you very much for your participation and for coming. The meeting is adjourned.